W Mobile. TFW.
How are you?
Doing well. And yourself? Looks like you're running a little bit late.
A little bit. Kept snoozing. I just didn't want to go. So I'll get around to it. Have you heard from Ed lately?
A day or two ago. And that he was going back to the doctor. Some of his new medicine wasn't agreeing with him. He was having some reactions. I don't know how it ended after that, but I haven't talked to him on the radio yet.
That's what Mike was saying, talking about his medicine. I think that's what I heard. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, you got any big plans for the weekend?
The girls at my wife's work is out on vacation, so she's going to have to work the whole weekend. Yard work, and that since it'll be a little bit cooler weather, and me and the pup might go take a walk or take a hike, I guess, maybe.
It's getting cooler. My car says it's 56 right now.
63 over here.
It's jumped in, it's at 60. Now all of a sudden it's down to 57. I don't know, but it's definitely cooling off.
Relay C's not working and that, and so finally with the window fan, I got it down to a decent temperature to sleep.
The AC don't have to work as hard, unless it's a really warm day, but it doesn't take as long to cool off in the heat.
Kids are like 31 years old, so they're old. I've just been taking care of them, and if you call any of the people, they're like, oh, it needs to be replaced, and that, but there's a couple of people around that'll work on them and put in the substitute for you on and stuff like that.
And now most of them, say those older units, pretty much a throwaway unit. They won't work on them.
Because there's not the first bit of electronics in them. And I've probably put, maybe I've put $300 in them in the last 20 years.
Oh, a window unit that I was wanting to look at. They're not cheap. I haven't found one cheap or local yet. But instead of the traditional window units that, you know, just a box shape, it kind of reminds me of where the front panel is set aside, so, and then it has a small piece that actually has the window come down. So the window comes down and only fits a couple inches off because of the way they got it shaped. So there's like a U inside of it that the window sits in. I told my wife, I said, well, I'm going to put a window unit back in our bedroom. I said, I wouldn't mind putting that one in. That way the window comes down a lot further and you're not having that big plastic panel stretched across each side.
And that one definitely sounds interesting.
But I'll send you the a link to it. It's really neat. I saw it online. I don't know what I was doing. Just one of them videos you stumble across on YouTube. And I thought it was really interesting, the design to a window unit. That's always been my biggest complaint, is you got to keep your window pretty much open. And it's still open, but, you know, it's a couple inches versus pretty much all the way open.
Small split unit.
I'm fine doing that. Are you talking about the ones where it has the small compressor outside and you just put the unit on the wall on the inside?
You already come pre-charged. And then you just, mount the piece on the wall and then hook up the Freon lines. And then I guess you turn the gas on and it'll fill itself up and everything. And so basically all you got to run is a little bit of power. And you can pick up a small one for about $800.
Option. It's funny you mention it. I'm thinking, man, I got drill holes in the wall. But if it comes to coax coming in the house, I don't mind doing it then.
You know, if I got it, I could install it and everything, but then I couldn't put Freon in it. But it turns out that they come pre-charged for, you know, as long as you don't run the line over X amount of feet. I think it's like about 20 feet. Then, it works fine.
I mean, I haven't thought about one of those. I've seen one, My old office used to have one in it at work, but that's an interesting idea. Instead of having a full window unit, having to keep the window open, that wouldn't be bad, because I like my room nice and cool when I sleep.
I'm 10 version, so, you know, it ain't going to cost you any more than running a window unit. And Ed, I thought about getting a few of those myself, because I got a bonus room. It's over the garage, and it's the furthest away from the air handler, so, you know, it stays pretty warm.
Pretty come in handy. And they're good units. I mean, like I said, the one I had in my office, man, that thing used to, it would work great.
Just out here at work has one of those. You can get a unit that, you know, have one outside unit and a couple of inside ones.
Into that. That's not a bad idea now that I think about it.
I'm out there, that's for sure.
Not that.
I mean, you can even get them with remote controls.
Sounds good, but it'll end up getting gone. I will lose it. Because they always come usually with the smallest remote control they can find. And I'll lose it every time.
Guess it puts it where it really shouldn't be, right?
I had a window unit one time in my bedroom, and they had one of those remotes. It might have lasted a couple months, and then it just disappeared, and I never have found it.
Last night we were out looking for I was just looking for a window fan. I can't have a box fan because my windows don't open that far. And to get one in there, I was just looking for one of those, you know, small ones with a couple of 9-inch fans on it, just to pull in some cool air. But man, they weren't to be found last night.
You gonna have to get on Amazon. KO4CF, right
there. Yeah, we ordered one off of Amazon. I'm on the way home. Look, well, I got to go out to Home Depot today for work anyway. I'll look when I get over there.
Remember Delta 7 Japan, heading out to work
this morning.
I guess I'm not doing too bad. I gotta make a stop at Lowe's before I head to this job I'm working at. And get started early because it's cool. And probably knock off by 1 or 2 o'clock today.
And you're up in Hendersonville, right?
Hendersonville a little bit, Edneyville actually, but Hendersonville for the most part.
Even with the name, I want to say Bob, but I don't think that's right.
I spell it frontwards and backwards, so that is correct. So, Bob here, NC7J.
And is that right?
I'm actually retired, so I do a little sideline of handyman type remodeling stuff. This week I'm working on a guy's basement. He got flooded right off the Swananoa River, and he got flooded, so I'm putting paneling back in his basement for him. So that's what I'm doing. Nothing spectacular.
Now I'm back in here, Andrew.
I'll say he was knocking off at 1, and I was thinking how much I wouldn't mind doing that today, but today ain't going to be the day for that for me.
I start when I want and I stop when I want. That's the beauty of being retired and have a little sideline. You pick the jobs you want, turn down the other ones.
Man, I got a little while before I can think about doing that.
I think I got about 4 more years.
I usually fall asleep, so I generally am trying to keep busy. I got some projects going on at home. I'm waiting on some coax right now. And I try to keep myself busy. ND7J.
Years before I can retire. KN4TFW.
How long I got? Well, like 20 bucks.
The age for you.
Actually, nice morning here. Fall morning. Fall's coming for sure. So the time of year I like best right here.
Getting where it's perfect now.
Yeah, too, over here in Lyman.
5 to, I guess, 7 degrees hotter than we are here. But today I think it's only going up to like 76, tomorrow 78. I think Sunday maybe we're looking at it's going to get back up to like 86. But We'll have a nice breeze blowing through here for the most part, even when it gets real hot.
Good. It's about camping weather now. Waiting on the days to cool off a little bit more.
Good camping weather right here.
I had to order me a new tent off Amazon last night. I think I left my last one. Last time me and my son went Boy Scout camping, we just wrapped it up, and I don't think we ever took it back out. So I bought another little Coleman two-man tent.
We have an 11 by 17. It's just right for two people.
I'm camping, not this weekend, next weekend. There's some place down, golly, it's past Walhalla and everything else called Cassie Bridge or something like that. Supposed to be some really good trout fishing. I'm looking forward to that. Never done any kind of trout fishing.
My line's here. I don't know if y'all can hear me. One specific spot here at this traffic light, there's about a 4-foot window where I can actually hear and talk.
Here's one of those over there in Greenville over by the Red Lobster that if you don't stop in the right spot, you're not going to make it.
And I-26, too, I don't know if it's the, it's near the weigh station, and I don't know if the weigh station's got those automated weight things for the truckers, and I think that wreaks havoc when they got them turned on.
Maybe since I've been up that way, I guess I'll be up that way. End of October, I think we're going on vacation, going to see the daughter in Kentucky.
Yucca Pass.
Hit that way for sure. Last time we came back that 25E, and that just for the scenic route. That was a nice drive.
About four times a year. Sometimes more, and last time I got stuck in an auto accident, somebody crashed up in front of me, and I made the decision that I'd get off and go around it, and I think that was kind of a foolish decision, because it ended up taking me about 4 hours to do a two-hour trip.
Might say 7-3 to you. Y'all be safe out there on the road today, and hope we'll catch you another morning. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Have a good morning, NT7J.
7-3, Andrew, KN4TFW.
It's early in the morning. There's no crazies on the road. The road's clear. No accidents.
Half of my drive, I could say that, but the other half, I'm out here on 85 right now, and they just, man, there's a bunch of crazies out here.
Ducks up here, and they're doing road construction and road widening and all that stuff on 26. And I don't believe there's a day that goes by there's not a wreck somewhere between here and 240 up there. Yesterday I got on the freeway at about, I guess it was about 8:20. Just got on the ramp, got on the freeway, and it came to a dead stop. Fortunately, it wasn't one of them lengthy ones, but they got all these barriers up. There goes an idiot right now past me. It's supposed to be 55 road construction. People just, they just drive fast as they can go.
Past me doing like 100, being left lane, and he switched all the way to the right, got on the shoulder, passed some more cars, and, you know, kept on going. But, man, this particular stretch, for whatever reason, there's always disabled cars parked on the side of the road. Here a couple of weeks ago, going home, I sit in the exact same spot for an hour because power lines fell across the interstate.
But when you're trapped, you can't go forward, you can't go backwards, you're trapped. On I-26 here, they got all these cement barriers on both sides of the road because they're adding lanes and what have you, and you can't go nowhere. I mean, if somebody in front of you stops fast, you're going to hit them if you're too close. But you can't swerve to the right or the left, or you just can't go nowhere. You're trapped in the chute.
Where I get off at 85 is where the chute starts, where the construction is, so I get to miss that. But every day, like you said, there's some kind of backup in there.
The road is supposed to be 55 miles an hour from road construction. I'm doing about 62, 65, and people are passing me like a standstill.
I'm doing 60, 65, and they're just passing me like I'm stopped.
We'll be as you're driving down the road. There's not a car behind you for miles. Somebody will pull up to off of a side street, and they'll almost sit there and wait for you to get closer. And then when they just at the last minute, they'll pull out in front of you, and then they'll drive about 45 miles an hour.
I wonder what they were thinking, or that's probably because they weren't thinking.
Another, 10 seconds or something, and I would have been past them. They could have pulled out, went 5 miles an hour. I don't care, but I don't get the mentality of some of these folks that drive. I don't know where they learned how, but I learned how to drive up north. And I guess I would be considered an aggressive driver, but when I look at these people driving, I think, where did you ever learn how to drive?
Hey, it's an interstate, 3 lanes each way. No cars anywhere except for me and the one coming up behind me. He's got to get up behind me so close that you can't even see his headlights. And he just won't pass. I'll move over in the middle, and then they'll just shoot past you, and then I get back over. It's like they're just scared to change lanes.
You want to do that to me, because I will just slow down. I'll slow down at 30 miles an hour. I don't care. They get all riding your butt and riding your tailgate and all that stuff. It's like, you know what? Especially if you're in a 2-lane highway and there's traffic, if I'm in the fast lane and I'm doing, over the speed limit and somebody comes up flying behind me, I'm just not getting over. I don't care. I just have to deal with it.
KN4 TFW.
I don't know what for. They're in a big hurry. They're either leaving the house late, so they're in a big hurry, so they won't be late to work. Common sense would tell you, well, hello, maybe I should leave 5 or 10 minutes earlier.
I got 8 miles to go, and I got 58 minutes to do it.
That sounds like me. I've been a photographer all my life. And, one thing as a photographer, you don't want to be late. So I'm always early. And I get frustrated when I've got to wait on somebody. I tell them I'll be there at 6. I get there at 5 minutes to 6. I don't expect them to come running out the door, but at 6 o'clock, I would think they should be coming out the door, not at 6:15.
Yeah, you got that right. Some people are just always late. Like you said, they'd either hit the snooze too many times, or they just, if I was always late, I believe I'd adjust my time by 15 or 20 minutes.
10 minutes.
I'm up at 4 every day, and I don't have to be at work till 7.
For myself, this morning, I think I get up between 3:30 and 4:30 every day. I never set an alarm. If I got to be up at 6, my brain will just wake me up. But I'm never sleeping past 4:30, 5 o'clock at the very. That's a late day. 5 a.m. I slept in.
Even in an hour for me. And if I try to do that on the weekend, then the dog wakes me up, thinks something's wrong.
It slows here, pick up a couple of sticks of molding. And then this guy that I'm doing the work for, I had to tell him yesterday, listen, it's going to cost you this much if I do this without you helping me. And it's going to cost you extra if you're going to keep standing here helping me, because I got to keep my brain straight. And I'm doing numbers and measurements and stuff, and he's over there talking a mile a minute. Nice enough guy. I need him to go in the house and drink his coffee.
I hear you on that one.
No freeway here. I'll be in Lewis parking lot here in about 3 minutes, so I'll say 7-3s. Have a good morning. Careful driving. Maybe we'll catch you again Monday, because I'm not working Saturday and Sunday. Forget that. ND7J.
Don't work too hard, and I'll catch you another time, KN4TFW.
Early Monday, too, probably, so maybe we'll catch you then. 73, ND7J, clear.